This is Eichel today. Quote, I've been a bit upset about the way things have been handled since I've been hurt. There's been a bit of a disconnect between myself and the organization. The most important thing now is to get healthy and be ready to play hockey next year, comma, wherever that might be. Hi, Chris Johnston. What do you do with that?
Well, I think you run wild with it is what you do because, you know, I didn't actually get a chance to tune into his interview yet, but he didn't stop there. I mean, there's several quotes that allude to, you know, a real disconnect between Jack and the Sabres, specifically with how his injury recovery was handled and all that. And you know, I think in the fact that he's dissatisfied. I mean, we've kind of known a little bit about this. I think that there's certainly been some suggestion at this. It's just now there's no reading between the lines. I mean, he's come out and said it explicitly, and I would suggest that one of the bigger off-season moves we're looking at is Jack Eichel being traded somewhere.
Let's stay on this one. Borny, go ahead.
Well, I guess the question is, did they miss the window to trade him to get the most they could out of him already? Do you think they're are now in a good position to recoup a lot of assets? And just with that, what would they want there in Buffalo, not in terms of return, but young guys, current players? What do you think they'd be after?
I think they'd be more wanting a young player as opposed to, say, getting a package of first-round picks or something, just given the way their rebuild's kind of gone on and on and on and hasn't got any traction. You know, it's going to be a tough trade, obviously, when you're trading someone like Jack Eichel, if that's what they do, to get anything that we would, you know, call commensurate value back. You know, I don't think they've missed the window, but it gets more complicated now because, you know, you see an interview like this, you know, I presume at some point, you know, Kevin Adams will now be subjected to these questions. You know, now it's not just a kind of hint or whiff of you know, two sides not being on the same page. I mean, it's pretty explicit, and I do think that can be a tougher environment to make a deal. You know, look, anything's possible. We've seen lots of things get walked back, but just my gut instinct on hearing or reading those quotes, I haven't watched the interview yet, as I mentioned, is that it's going to be tough to bring him back after that.
So is it a foregone conclusion that he's going to go to the Rangers? What other teams could you see him being a fit for?
I wouldn't say it's a foregone conclusion. I mean, a lot's changed for the Rangers in the last week, too. You know, part of the reason everyone, you know, tied him there, I think, is he's got a pass with David Quinn, their head coach. He might not continue to be the head coach there. There's a decision pending on him, obviously, a new general manager and Chris Drury. You know, I would think that there's a whole number of teams that want to at least get in on this. You know, I think someone like L.A., that there's always been suggestions. I mean, really, you got to look at organizations, I think, Stewie, that have a lot of young, talented, you know, highly thought-of players, but are in a position where they're looking to take a step forward. And you know, if you're bringing in Jack Eichel at age 24, whatever he is, you know, obviously you're making that move, you know, with a long-term in mind, but also to start winning it right away. And so, you know, I think that there'd be a bunch of teams interested in this one if he does hit the open market.
You see, the other thing, too, is when you look at the Buffalo Sabres, I mean, the Ryan O'Reilly trade really set them back a number of seasons. Not that there's anything wrong with trading Ryan O'Reilly or any player for that matter, but you have to get more of a return. Like you have to get more, or else you don't make the deal. And this is going to be, if it gets to that point, and it sounds like it is, this is going to be the most consequential move of this era of the Buffalo Sabres if you're moving Jack Eichel, and you have essentially a rookie general manager who, you know, has come nowhere close to doing anything like this before. Like if you're the Pegulas, like if you're Kim and Terry Pegula here, as you're seeing, hearing, reading these Jack Eichel comments and thinking what might come next, like what goes through your mind if you're the Pegulas right now?
Cool. I mean, you're probably wondering when it all ends, right? I mean, it's been a lot of years of turmoil and not getting things on the right page. And you know, it's just hard to see. Look, first of all, I have to say, we hope that Jack Eichel, you know, that his health will get back to where it should be and that he's at the sort of player that we've seen already in the NHL, because if he is, very, very dynamic, high-end centerman in the league, you know, it's hard to imagine how you ever win that trade, right, Jeff? I mean, I think that's what you're getting at here is that,
yeah,
you know, if you're trading for volume, usually that hasn't worked out. You know, the Joe Thornton deal jumps to mind from Boston all those years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're getting a bunch of pieces, even if those pieces are good hockey players, usually it doesn't work out well if it's a star going the other way. And the truth is, there's really not that many teams. I mean, how many teams would have a pretty impactful player that they would be willing to trade straight up for Jack Eichel? You know, I would suggest there's not many. There's players as good as him around the league, but usually those teams aren't getting anywhere near trading them. So, you know, I don't really know what the process looks like to do it. And I do think it's anyone would be set up to fail, whether you have experience as a GM or not in this kind of situation. But, you know, unless things can be patched up pretty quickly here, it's hard not to come to the conclusion that separation might be best for everyone involved.
Let me ask one more question about the Pegulas. Considering the nature of this, listen, Kevin Adams will address this, right? We all know that. Is this big enough that one of the Pegulas needs to address this publicly, even just for that fan base? Like, this is huge. This is enormous.
Tough for me to say from afar, honestly, because, you know, they don't seem to have been too front and center when it's come to the Sabres. You know, I haven't recalled them, you know, speaking often. So I'm not sure, you know, where it goes next. So, you know, maybe this is a surprise to them, even that this has come out maybe as publicly as Jack was, or as open as he was with the media today. We thank him for that. Helps us do our job when people are honest, as much as, you know, obviously it leads to some sensational kind of takes on what's going on. You know, it could get to that point. You know, I think that this is a franchise. Look, a lot actually went right down the stretch there. I mean, there's a ton of focus on them when they lost all those games in a row this year, but they actually had a decent finish, I think, under Don Granato.
Yeah.
After their coaching change, and you know, there's reason I think to believe that they're going to get out of this, but this almost feels like it sets you back again, just because, you know, it'd be much easier to do that with Jack Eichel playing on your team, and maybe that's why ultimately, you know, after the emotion of today, or the sort of after everything washes over today, maybe the ultimate is trying to convince him to want to stay and to patch things up, because clearly, at minimum, you know, there's some sort of disagreement here about how his treatment's being handled with regards to his injury. And, you know, I think that at minimum that has to be cleared up to see if you can have any future together.
One more quote, Barney, before we throw it to you from Michael. Mike Harrington tweeting this one out a couple of minutes ago. Quote, there's been some tough conversations, but I've got to do what's best for me. For those just joining us, this is Jack Eichel. I have to do what's best for me. I'm only going to play hockey for so long. Hopefully I have many more good years in this amazing game, but I've got to take care of myself.